the beginning of his career, Bob Dylan had a bad problem. He was a rock and roller, and he'd even made up some stories about his rock and roll career back home in Minnesota. But his audience was made up of hardcore folkies who thought an electric guitar was an abomination and drums were for morons who couldn't feel the beat. In 1962, Dylan had recorded a rock and roll single called Mixed Up Confusion, but his record company realized days after it had been released that it was commercial suicide and quickly withdrew it. Now, Bob Dylan wanted to succeed, so he was perfectly willing to play the game with the folkies a little longer. But he also wanted to hear his songs done like he heard them in his head, so he encouraged his publishing company to allow pop treatments of his stuff. He could pretend that it wasn't his doing, and hey, it brought in money, as he must have discovered after Peter, Paul, and Mary hit with Blowin' in the Wind. On a trip to the Sunset Strip in L.A., Dylan found the band he'd been looking for and quickly slipped them some tapes of songs he'd written. Seldom has there been such a mutually beneficial relationship between a songwriter and a band. The Byrds took Dylan's songs to the top. Dylan lent the Byrds a hip cachet they couldn't have gotten any other way, and between them, they softened up Dylan's audience to where they could accept his switch to electric music. So Bob Dylan finally got to be a rock and roll star, but it only lasted a year. In July 1966, he had his famous motorcycle accident and disappeared from the scene. Not since Greta Garbo had a star's decision to go into seclusion caused so much talk. What was he doing? As it developed, what he was doing was songwriting, putting together a demo tape with the group that had backed him on his last tour, The Band, and sending it around to performers he liked. A lot of them, as it turned out, were British.
Everybody's gonna jump for joy.
Manfred Mann was the first to put out a song from what became known as the Basement Tapes, and really they were the only one to have a hit with one. But other groups got copies. British folk rockers Fairport Convention recorded three Dylan songs on their breakthrough album Unhalfbricking, including Million Dollar Bash from the Basement Tapes, the obscure Percy's song, and this one, which sounded good in French. That was Bob's coffeehouse favorite, If You Gotta Go, for you English speakers. The Byrds, too, got a copy of the tape for old time's sake and recorded a couple of songs off of it, but failed to get a hit this time.
Clouds so swift, rain won't lift, gate won't close, railings froze. Get your mind off winter time, you ain't going nowhere.
Ooh-wee, right behind, tomorrow's the day, a bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair?
And, of course, the band released their debut album, Music from Big Pink, which not only had a slew of Basement Tape songs on it, but even sported a painting by Dylan himself on the cover. It got so fashionable to do a Dylan song by the end of the 60s that even Elvis Presley managed to overcome Colonel Parker's objections and record Tomorrow is a Long, Long Time on an obscure soundtrack album. Columbia Records had once mounted a campaign that said, "Nobody sings Dylan like Dylan," and with the coming of the 70s, he was back in action, recording and touring and proving the slogan was right, even though the mystery had worn off.